Okay, we're picking up the Gemara in Yudam at Beis. We are four lines from the bottom of the words. Im yesh tzuras ha-pesach. According to the Mishnah, again told us that Im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, afa pisha racha me'eser, ina tzarech lemayit. If the entranceway has a tzuras ha-pesach, it has this doorway opening, it looks like an opening, then it, even if it's wider than 10 amos, then you don't have to worry about it, it's okay. So the Gemara says, eshka tzuras ha-pesach le-mehanim b'rachba. So we see that if the opening is greater than 10 amos, if you have this tzuras ha-pesach, this doorpost type of thing, where your entranceway, then the entranceway is going to be mutter, even though it's wider than 10 amos. And we've also seen, Ram Lasra, the Mahani Begova, going back to the Gemara, I think it was Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there, told us that when it comes to Ram Lasra, we had two pshatim, whether one was that it was like these birds, the kinim, they don't pshat that it was arza, right? It was like type of cedar wood, that it was something that was very chashuv that people look at above 20 amos, so even if it's above 20 amos, that would be valid for a korah. So now we see that there's different heterim for something being too long or too high. So Gemara says, what about ib chamai? What about if you want to do the opposite? What if you want to assume, what about a tzuras of Pesach? Is that going to be valid if it's higher than 20 amos? And also we're going to assume the amlasra is going to be valid when it is wider than 10 amos. It says the Gemara wants to bring a raya. The Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Desanya mavoi shugavo mesrim ama yinmayit. If you have a mavoi which is higher than 20 amos, you have to decrease the height because it's higher than 20 amos. That's what the Braisa starts saying. And then Braisa continues, if it has a tzuras pesach, so then if they're going to be a lechem mikan and a korah be'emtza, as we're going to see hemshech of the Gemara, they're going to have the two side posts and the cross beam on the top, then in a tzarech lemayit, you would not need to decrease the height. So we see we have a clear raya that at least the first shaila is going to be answered, that a tzuras pesach higher than 20 amos is going to be valid. That's what we see over here. And then the Gemara says, what about using something chashuv that's going to be wider than 10 amos? Is that a problem? So the Gemara says, Tashma, we can try to bring a raya for this as well. Decided because we taught in the Braisa, Mavoi Shugavoa Me'esrim Ama Yema'id. If you have a Mavoi which is higher than 20 amos, then you have to decrease the height. Ve'racha Me'esr Yema'id. Ve'im Yesu Tzurz Abezach and Tzurz Amayid. If the mavoi has this amlasra, the chashuv of the thing, then you do not need to increase the size of the mavoi. So the Gemara says, what was this going on? The Gemara says, my lava sefer, doesn't this imply that this last point would say that amlasra, the chashuv of the thing, which allows you to carry, then it's going to be okay? Doesn't it seem to be going on the last ruling of the Braisa? So the ruling of the Braisa right before it was talking about an entranceway at Tzuras HaPesach, which was wider than 10 amos. So if we have something wider than 10 amos, seemingly, then the amlasra should be mutter if it is going to if it's going to be wider than 10 amos, and it should be a heter for it. And Gemara says, no, lo, aresha, really, that the case of amlasra is going on the first case of the Braisa, which is dealing with the korah that is too high. The Braisa is not touching anything we already don't know from the Mishnah, basically, that if you have something that's more than 20 amos, a korah, which is more than 20 amos, you can put a amlasra over there. So we don't have a raya from here. It's a big shaila in the postgame. How do we paskin over here? Do we assume that amlasra is valid? Would an amlasra be valid or not if it's more than 10 amos? If it's more than 10 amos, why would we apply that amlasra on the side? So the Rashi is very interesting in Lashon. He says that really since it's suffik deraisa, because mechitzas are a concept deraisa, we are going to be machmer. That's a very interesting thing, because the Chorah, it's clearly that's a din derabanan. So just because the concept of mechitzas is deraisa, you're going to tell me that the din is still being viewed as a suffik. This is seemingly different than the classic example of something that's called a suffik deraisa, which is galileo suffik derabanan. For example, you're not sure if you had shishim or not, let's say, in your kli, and you with basar and chalav, let's say. So you cooked basar b'chalav, and it may have been shishim. So that you have a shaila, is your pot treif or not? Then I wait a day. So if I wait 24 hours, then an ina ben yoma pot is only derabanan going to be asr. So now I could assume maybe safek derabanan lakula, that I don't know if my pot's asr in the first place, and we have a concept of safek derabanan lakula. So that all the poskim explain in Riki Veger and the Shach many times in Yerodea, they explain that that's called safek deraisis neskabel yasafek derabanan. We're going to view that as safek deraisis lachumra. But here, this Rashba seems to be extending that even further. The Rashba is assuming that just because the concept of mechitzos is deraisa, we're going to be machmer over here. Fascinating psak from the Rashba. So either way, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says that going back to the idea of Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara says Masni l'Rav Yehuda l'Chayev Barakama d'Rav. So they said in the presence of Rav, according to the Mishnah, as we have it, Eino Tzarech L'Mayit, that if you have a mavoi that's wider than 10 amos, you don't need to decrease the width. Amar Le Asana Tzarech L'Mayit. So Rav said that you should teach him. You should teach him the Mishnah that you actually must decrease the width, even if there is a Tzuras HaPesach. See, apparently it was more machmir than we want to assume it. If it's even if it's a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not going to help you if it's wider than 10 amos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Medivir Rabbeinu Nima, we can learn from the words of Rav, that Chatzar Shiruba Poslam Mechalonos Eino Nitaros B'Tzuras HaPesach, that if you have a Chatzar that has enclosed walls and entranceways that have entranceways and windows, so now, and there's also space in between them, yeah, between these walls and these windows and this entranceway, you're going to have different open space, so then it's not going to be mutter seemingly with the Tzuras HaPesach, because the openings aren't going to be a problem. There's more openings than there are, closed part of this wall, and that would be a problem of Omer Meruba Alaparetz, that you're going to have more open space than closed space, and that is going to be a problem in the Mechitza, fundamental problem in the Mechitza. So we see over here, these windows and things are going to add up to that and create a problem. So the Gemara says, Mai Tamu, what's the reason? Why? How do we learn that from Rav? That if you have this Tzuras HaPesach is going to be invalid for an opening wider than 10 amos. And where it says, Hoel v'yosir me'esar amos asr b'mavoy, because an opening wider than 10 amos is going to asr something in a mavoy, upar tzmur b'l'omen asr b'chatzar. And the gaps, if you have gaps, more gaps and more space than you do actual wall, then it's going to asr that chatzar, because the wall is going to be considered a breach, it's going to be a piercer in the wall. We're going to assume there's a problem with the wall. So then we can compare the two cases the Gemara wants to assume. Ma yosir me'esar asr b'mavoy in an itar b'tzuras HaPesach. You could say just as an opening that's wider than 10 amos, which is usher when you're carrying an amavai, you can't fix it with Tzuras HaPesach. So too, apart from the element, usher v'chatzar, eino nitar b'Tzuras HaPesach. So too, when it comes to, if you have gaps that are more, that there's more open space than there are the wall, which are usher to carry in a chatzar, that you can't just make a Tzuras HaPesach, and you can't just say that it's going to be mutter. So since we would have the same, we would seemingly say the same comparison between these two cases. That's what Rav Yosef wants to suggest, to understand B'das Rav. So the Gemara says, is it really true? The Gemara says, Mal yosir me'esar asur b'mavoy shekein idolitar bo etzel pasur b'yosir me'er. So the Gemara is going to quote a Pirchel, the Gemara is going to quote a Kasha, why you can't make this comparison. Rav Yosef's, they reject Rav Yosef's comparison. The Gemara says, because when it comes to a mavoy that's more than 10 amos, so we don't say that pas b'yos is going to be mutter. They're not going to case that the boards in the shape of L's, that we've seen this in the Daf Ches, I think it was, right? Or somewhere earlier. We saw that the Gemara discussed a case of these L-shaped things, and the L-shaped things are matir people who needed to carry. So that would matter for the Ole L'Regel. If they make these L-shaped things, you don't have any wall whatsoever. Just these L-shaped things, and we're matter to call that a Rosh Hashanah for people to drink on the way to go, and with the Machlokas, whether it was 10 Amos or 13 and 3rd Amos, that was what we saw before. So the Gemara says that we have this Heter, even though there's parts of Rubel Alma that are over there, there's going to be more open space than a wall. Tomer parts from the Amor Oser Bechatzer. Can you say the same thing when it comes to gaps and holes in a wall that are greater than the actual wall itself? Shekein Tarta Til Pasavirus, but the Ve'akol. But you can't compare the case, because in the second case we're saying that it's mutter if they're both enclosing walls, even according to the mayor, when it comes to Pasavirus, the Ve'akol is going to be less of a opening in the wall. And in that case, everyone's going to agree, even Rav Meir is going to agree that it's going to be mutter. Me, even though Rav Meir says that a pirza of more than 10 amos is a problem. So that, in a well enclosure though, in the case of Pasavirus, he is going to assume that if in order to be enclosed by the walls, openings, the fact that you have the more opening is going to be okay. So that's what Gemara is assuming right now. We can affirm for Rav that Tzuras HaPesach is something that's more chashev or not more chashev, because Tzuras HaPesach sometimes will help you even if you have omer merubah parts. That even if you have more open space than you do wall, we see that there are certain heterim for this. The Gemara says lema v'sayelei. So maybe we could assume that the Brisa is supporting that of this Rakasha, because Rav wants to suggest Bidas Rav, that a Tzuras HaPesach is not considered valid if you have the area more than 10 amos, Tzuras HaPesach won't help you. Defanos, the Gemara quotes, Defanos alala shirubim pesachim chalonos mutter, v'vach yeh, omen rubalar parts. So the Gemara says that, quotes according to the Reisa, that the Reisa says that when you're carrying on these walls, that they have to be carried in an area which is mostly considered part of the entranceway and the windows, then it's going mutter. However, you can't have more open space than the wall itself. So omen rubalar parts is a problem. Gemara says, Sheruban Tzal Daitav, do you really think the Brisa can actually mean that Ruban, that most, that if the walls are mostly openings and the gaps would be more. That seemingly is saying that Omer Meruva, the Lashon is bothersome over here. That Shia Omer Meruva Laparetz is assuming that the wall is going to be, the Gemara is assuming that there's more open space than there is wall, based on the Lashon. So Gemara says, Ela Ima Shariba Ben Psachim Echelon. So you'd rather use the Lashon of the Braisa, that carrying is going to be mutter in these walls, in which one made many entrances and windows. Shia Omer Meruva Laparetz, that's going to be assuming that these, you have more wall than open space. If you have more wall than open space, then it's going to be mutter. So then, based on this, the Braisa is assuming that even though the openings in the wall, the entranceways and the windows, which are creating a Turis of Pesach, it's only going to be mutter if the wall is greater than the hole in the wall. That if there's more open space that there is wall, then it's going to be mutter. So we see that a Turis of Pesach doesn't make a magical thing. There needs to be more close space, more wall than there is open space. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana rejects this proof, because he says, Tikitanei, the Pitzchei Shamai, that this Braisa wasn't referring to a standard case that we know of when something is going to be us. Or rather, it's discussing a specific case of the Pischei Shamai, which again Rashi explains is these type of entranceways which are going to be considered invalid entranceways, that they're not good entranceways, that there's a problem with them. So the Gemara says, so what is the problem? My Pischei Shamai. So what are these invalid entranceways? So the Gemara says, Pligi bar Rav Rachumi Rav Yosef. Rachumi Rav Yosef argued about what exactly was the issue with them. One, Chad Amar Deleslu Shkafe. So one says, we're talking about the entranceways that don't have any lechis. They don't have a lechi on the side of them. Apparently, it's type of opening on the wall that was formed by Sarashi, that they took out the bricks. So if you take out bricks of a wall, you don't have a proper source of Pesach, you don't have a proper entranceway, just like something you could sneak through. So according to this explanation, so then a properly formed opening in a wall would be a Turis of Pesach, even if no separate frame is attached to it. That's interesting, would come out of this. And where it says, so the Chadamar Delis Le Tikra, the other answer is that one of them said that it has no top on it, meaning that according to this explanation, the top of the entranceway is open to Shemayim, Rashi says, open to the sky. So that's how Rashi wants to explain it. So the Gemara now says, so we see from here that in either way, though, that a Turis of Pesach is not going to help, because the Turis of Pesach itself was problematic. But if you have valid Turis of Pesach, then maybe you could assume it would not be a problem. So the Gemara now says, V'af Rav Yochanan Sarvel Al Adrav. So the Gemara is putting another shita held like Rav, that Rav Yochanan also held like Rav. Because what did Rav Yochanan say? The Amar Ravin Barad Amar Bietzchak Maise Be'adam Echad Mibikas Beis Chorosan. Certain person in the area, because it is a valley of Chorosan, the name of a place in Eretz Yisrael, Pastor Shinyat Arba Kadasim Barba Kapinos Asade. He put four poles into the ground in four corners of the field, the Masav Zamor Aleim, and he stretched a vine across them, and he had from pole to pole Tursa Pesach, Uba Maise Lefnei Chachamim. And the Shaila came before Chacham, is this a valid Erev or not? Vitir lo dinan kalayim. So there was two Shailas he asked. So it's not just, we generally think of Mechitzas over here, as we've seen the whole time, as Halacha and Erevin. But as we pointed out, Mechitzas are extremely critical, going to be for Masechah Sukkah. That's a din d'oraisa of Mechitzah being extremely important. And also, another Halacha is kalayim. The other Halacha, when it comes to kalayim, we assume that kalayim, it's usher to have mixed with your vines. You're going to mix it with other fruits, right? So if you're going to have that, that's going to be usher to be inside kalaya kerem. So then, or is it only vegetables? One, either fruits or vegetables. One of them, on the top of heaven, slipping on me. One of them is usher to plant with vines. So now, if you have a field that has a fence around the area where you have the vines, then it's going to be mutter to plant it right next to it, because usually next near the vine is going to be an issue of marasayim. But where you have the fence around it, that's not going to be an issue. So here we're saying that this halacha is revealed as a fence, and therefore they said that ilan klaim, you can grow one on top of the other, and it's not going to be usher. So that's what we assume. I think it's only vegetables or grains and things like that that's going to be usher with the vineyard when it comes to the kalaya karam. But I just, on the top of my head, it's slipping for me if that's the case. I think by fruit it's the exception. So it's not going to apply. So we see over here, the Chachamim said that you can rely on this Turis of Pesach to assume that is enough of a chiluk, and there's not a problem of kilayim, of planting the two near each other. Like where it says, Amar Shlakish Kedera Shachir Lelin and Kalim Kachet Shachir Lelin and Shabbos. Where the Alker says, just like we're going to say that it's mutter for Kalim, so too they said it's mutter for Hilchos Shabbos, meaning that the area enclosed by a Tursa Pesach that has this type of Tursa Pesach is going to be viewed as a Rishus Yachin and not a Rishus Rabin. Where Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lekalim Yitiru Lel, only for Kalim Yitiru Lel, Lelin and Shabbos Lo Yitiru. However, for Hilchos Shabbos, to carry within this enclosure is going to be Asher Lefi Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, what are we dealing with over here? What is the source of Pesach? If you want to assume that the vine strung across the poles from the sides of the poles rather than from the top of the poles, and that meaning would be the easiest way to attach them, the Gemara says, that's not a source of Pesach with the loss of Elkum, you haven't accomplished anything. That's not a source of Pesach. So how could Rish Lakish say that it's going to be mutter for Hilchos Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Ela al Gaman. It must be that the case of Beis Choron with these vines over here were on top of the poles of Emai. So what is the size that was there in between the poles? Elim and Be'eser, if you want to assume that there was one of the 10 amos or less, but Halim and Rabbi Yochanan and Shabbos Loso, but it's going to be less than 10 amos, then why would Rabbi Yochanan say that this is Usher? Rabbi Yochanan should say that's mutter. We know that a pair is less than 10 amos, it's not a problem. So we're Elab Yosir Me'eser. Rather, we must be talking about a case where the Pirza was more than where the poles are extending more than 10 amos. Even the Rish Lakish said is a valid source of Pesach, Rabbi Yochanan is disqualifying. It seems that Rabbi Yochanan is going to assume that we have a source of Pesach at more than 10 amos pirza, that is going to be a problem to carry with Inyan Hilchos Shabbos. So we see Rabbi Yochanan himself, that's why Gemara is finishing the proof, Rabbi Yochanan himself would hold that this would be a problem. So Gemara says, lo, that's not explain Rabbi Yochanan. You could explain Rabbi Yochanan the following, the Olam Be'eser, really talking about opening of 10 amos or less. So then what's the shadow of Rabbi Yochanan min atzad? And we're talking about where the vines extended from the sides of the poles, didn't go on the top of the poles, and the machlokis would be it. But the Rav Chista comes with the argument of Rav Chista that Rish Lakish is rejecting the ruling of Rav Chista, and he said that it's mutter if you have if you're going to have the lechi on all the lachas, is going to be full-fledged Yeshua Sayachar. Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree with this ruling, and he's going to assume that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry in this enclosure. And the lach lemaisa, we're going to follow Rav Chista, that a korah or a lechi is not going to be, that if you're doing, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach coming from the side of the lechi and on top of the lechi, that was going to be a problem. Therefore, when you make a Tzuras HaPesach, you have to make sure that the string, let's say, is going to go on top of the side post and not on the side of the side post. It's going to go on the top of it. That's why sometimes the Erevin will create another type of Tzuras HaPesach in order that it should be to the top of it. So I forgot the name of the website. I just saw today there's videos of Rabbi Jachter, Shlita from Tinek, gives nice pictures and a video rather of the modern day Arabs, like how they work. It's very nice to see Hashlachos L'maisa from the sugars we're doing. There's another video also on the same website, I forgot. It's very, very good. I could mention it later tomorrow. I'll mention exactly which videos I was discussing. Gemara continues down. Seemingly there's a stira between these two sheetahs, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What happens? The Amar Rish Lakish, Mishun Riyuda, Brebe, Rabbi bring on to the next one now, that Peas Mutaris Le'inan Kilayim, and if it's Tzuras HaPesach made from a type of vine that was stretched across two poles, it's going to be mutter to be used as a mechitza for the halachas of kilayim avalo b'Shabbos over here. So Rish Lakish says that it's not going to be mutter for Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan originally said it is mutter for Shabbos. So which is it? So Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan amar kimechitza Shabbos to lo kimechitza kilayim dilo. Rabbi Yochanan says that just as the halacha is going to be for vines, that it's not going to be acceptable, so too for kilayim it's also not going to be acceptable. So we see Rabbi Yochanan also flip the shita's machmir on Hilchos Shabbos and machmir Hilchos kilayim, whereas he made a chiluk before, and Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, who didn't make a chiluk, is not making a chiluk. So there's tira in both of them. Gemara says, based on the Rish Lakish or the Rish Lakish Okasha, Rish Lakish, you can answer the question. We can assume that Rish Lakish wasn't positive like one of them. Gemara says, the Hadidei Hadirabi, the Rish Lakish was saying, the case of Beis Chorun, that was what he held. However, what the case that we were just quoting now in the name of Chanina, that is what he's saying in the name of his Rebbe. In that case, Rabbi Shlakish is just quoting his Rebbe, he doesn't actually hold of that Shita. However, the Gemara asks now, so then according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan and Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's seemingly contradicting himself. How could he explain differently in two different cases? Is it going to be across the board mutter for Kalayim or Shabbos or not? That's he had a chiluk, he's making a chiluk, and in one place he said it's the same. If we assume that the case of Beis Choron is that you have on top of the poles, and the poles are more than 10 amos, whereas the case we're discussing over here is the vine is coming from the side of the poles, shopping, then I can understand what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. That in the case of Beis Choron, the vine is good, it's on top of the poles, and it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that it's Tzuras HaPesach only for Hilchos Shabbos is a problem because the poles are more than 10 amos apart. That would be assuming that a Tzuras HaPesach would not help if you're more than 10 amos apart. Eliyamrat, Idiv, Idiv, Minatzad, if you're assuming that both cases are discussing the vine coming from the side of the poles, then Ma'ik Lamimra, what are you going to assume to answer this Dira? So the Gemara says, La'olam idim v'idim min atzad. That really, we're talking about both cases is from the side of the poles. Yet there's no stira between Rabbi Yochanan because of the following Hasan be'esr. In the case of Yischoran, there's an opening of 10 amos or less between the poles. Hachav yosir me'esr, whereas over here, when it comes to the vine, there's an opening of 10 amos between the poles. So we see that when the lechi is going to, when the korah is going to go from the side to side, so then Rabbi Yochanan is going to assume that the Tzuras of Pesach is going to be mutter only if the lechis are not more than 10 amos apart from each other. That's what we see over here. So the Gemara asks, "I'm not sure, so how do I know how to say this? The Shana made Esther, the Yosher Master. How do I know to make a chilik between the lachas of Kalayim between a korah which is 10 amos or less?" So the Gemara says, the Amar of the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rishakish, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rishakish, so this was not the case. Shalach, Rabbi, wasn't not the case. He's trying to bring a raya for Yeshita. It wasn't the case. That didn't, I'll bring a Meister Shai. It happened one time that Rabbi Yeshua, Shalach, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Nur, the Lama Batar, Rabbi Yeshua went to learn Rabbi Yochanan, Nuri, Afbishe, Bakri, Bechos Kalim, even though Rabbi Yeshua was an expert in Bechos Kalim, he wanted to learn from Yochanan, Ben Nuri, the opinion by the law about he's specifically looking to learn the halacha of a Korah, which is going from the side. Was sitting between some trees, and so Rabbi Yeshua, what he do is he stretched out a vine from a tree to a tree, forming a Tzuras HaPesach. And asked him, Rabbi, Gifanim Kan Ma'al Izra'akan. So if I have a question for you, so is someone allowed to plant things over here? If he wants to plant some vegetables or plant seeds over here, and with this and the vines on the other side, is it a problem of the Marasayim that we mentioned before for Klai HaKerem, or maybe even more Shiloh of Klai HaKerem, maybe more than just Marasayim? But either way, is it Asur Mitzvah Klai HaKerem or not? The Gemara says, Amar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri answered him, Be'esr Mutter. Then in the case of space of 10 amos or less, when it comes to the lechi over here, it's going to be Mutter to rely on such a Tzuras HaPesach. However, Be'osur Mitzvah Asur, that if the space is more than 10 amos, then it's going to be Asur to rely on such a Tzuras HaPesach and not be allowed. So the Gemara says, so b'mayaskina, what Tzuras HaPesach are we doing? The ilim ma'agava, which is a case where the vine was on top of the trees. So then you have a good Tzuras HaPesach. Yosher Master Usher, did Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri really say that more than 10 amos is going to be a problem? What's the problem of relying on a Tzuras HaPesach over there? V'atayna, don't learn the b'isa yusham kanim adru kanim. If you have these type of tapper poles that are embedded into the ground, v'asalan pe'a milamala, and someone made a kura from the vine to the top of the poles, even if the space is more than 10 amos between the poles, it's going to be mutter to rely on the Tzuras HaPesach l'inyan kilayim. As I mentioned before, kilayim is when we're making in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara says, El alav min atzad. So aren't we discussing a case where Rabbi Yochanan was discussing Tzuras HaPesach dafka from the side of Kamalei, but Esther Mutter, and it was regarding Tzuras HaPesach, they said to Rabbi Yeshua that if the space of 10 amos is less between the two lechis, then it's going to be Mutter. Yosef Mitzvah also seemingly that if it's more than 10 amos, then the space of two lechis is going to be Esther. Even with Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara says, Shema Minah, really that can be proven that is in fact correct. So now the Gemara continues with the lachas of Tzuras HaPesach. Glufo, going back to Rav Chista's ruling that he said, "Amar Rav Chista, Tzuras HaPesach she'asav min atzad. If you made a Tzuras HaPesach from the korah from the side of the lechi, lo asav lo klum. That's not going to be a good valid Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Rav Chista, because Amar Tzuras HaPesach she'arnu tzricha she'teh briyah kedei la'amid badelas ve'afilu dal shel kashin. It has to be the Tzuras HaPesach itself has to be strong enough to support a door, and the door only has to be made of straw." So it's not necessary to actually have attached a door. It's just the best to be able to serve as a door for the minimum shear of a door. And the Shaar Tzion quotes from Chumash Hadeshah that even if it's a thin layer of plaster painted on the wall, that would still be a valid way of doing this. And that, even though it can't actually be a door, it could be something that's smaller of that size for a thing of straw. So the Shai lays this both on the lechi and the korah, because that'd be very problematic for a modern-day Eruvin. What do we do in modern-day Eruvin? We use, as we're going to see, the Gemara Hemshech is going to quote this. It's going to be extremely, extremely lemaisa. The case that the Gemara is going to quote is that lechimikan and a korah b'emta. That's what we're going to rely on for all of our mavos. Not all. The ones, many, many, many of them in North America, because we use the telephone wires, and you'll see that we're going to use the two poles of the wire, and then you're going to have the wire go across and form a Tzuras HaPesach. So that little string is not going to be able to hold up anything. So if it's a lechi, that would be a big problem. I'm pretty sure some Rishonim actually hold that way. I think we're obviously Mekel, but there are Rishonim I think that hold it even a lechi, but obviously we are Mekel on that Shiloh. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, so now, Amar Rish Lakish B'Shuvi, B'Yanai Tzuras HaPesach Tzucha Heker Tzir, the Tzuras HaPesach, is used in Hilchos Shabbos, they have to have this type of indentation and dreams on a hinge like a door frame. And where it says my hekatzir, what exactly is this? What is this hekatzir? What can you tell from this type of hinge? Ravivya avkasa. It's type of a hole, apparently. It's referring to a thing that's enough of a hecker that when you're actually putting in the door, that it's going to move around, this type of hole, that's going to be enough of a hecker. Mar says, Ashkenu Rav Achab, Rid Rav Avid, the Tavid Rav Ashi, Rav Achab, the son of Rav Avid, saw the Tavid Rav Ashi, Amar Lu, Amar Mar Midi B'Tur Zepesach. Did Rav Ashi tell you anything about the Tur Zepesach and Shir today? And he answered, Amar Lu, no, he didn't tell us anything. So what in the world is going on over here? What was they asking? So many Rishonim explained that they were trying to understand that they were trying to figure out what Rav Ashi held. So they asked by asking, did Rav Ashi talk about the case of that the Rav Ashi wanted to understand? Some explained the way I just explained it, that simply, did he say anything new in Shir? And they said no. So that's a little bit difficult, because why would the Gemara tell us this? Is this a little bit superfluous? So others explain that the other Rishonim think it's the Rush, and the Rif seem to explain like this way as well, that they're explaining that Rav Ashi understood that Vacha wanted to establish whether or not Rav Ashi understood the Tirzah Pesach having this hole was accepted by Rav Ashi. So they said they didn't hear anything from him. That's what the other explanation is. Okay, Gemara says, now Tana, extremely important price over here. Tirzah Pesach, she'amru, kanamikanamikanamikanamikal by a gavan. If you have a pole over here on one side of the opening and a pole on the other side and a third pole on top of them, that is an essential Tirzah Pesach, and that's what we form a Tirzah Pesach. That is what we do nowadays. We take the telephone wire, telephone pole, and we place the string in between. So that's a lechibikan, a kanamemta. So and kan agamem, that would be how we form our eruvin nowadays. It's one of the major things that we will use in this telephone pole, and we're going to also use the lechi. We have special material that we'll use for the lechi. Again, if you use these videos, it's very helpful to see how the modern day eruvim are working. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Tzrichin ligo, ain't tzrichin ligo." Do the lechis have to touch the koras, or they don't have to touch the koras? Or Nachman ain't tzrichin ligo. Nachman says they don't have to touch the koras as long as they're close enough. That'd be okay. Rav Shish says no. He argues. He says tzrichin ligo, that they would in fact have to touch another. So the Gemara says, "I was also Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman vavodov the beresh galusa kishmaite, and he did like the way of the resh galusa, meaning Rav Nachman passed, and they didn't have to touch the actual lechi and koras. Didn't have to touch each other, and he thought that's still valid tzuras apesach. Amar le Rav Sheshes l'shemei Rav Gada. So Rav Sheshes saw this, and he told his gabbai Rav Gada. He told them zil shlof v'shadinu. He says, go take them and throw them down. This isn't the first time that people, you know, you hear big kanaim who tear down an eruv because they don't hold it's valid. So apparently it's already happened in times of Gemara. He says, go take it down. This isn't a valid eruv. So azil shlof v'shadinu. So he took it and then he threw it down. Ashkechu derish kalusha chavshu. What happened was is that they caught him doing this, and the Rish Galusa had authority to arrest people. They arrested him for this, and they put him in jail for throwing down the Erev. Azor Rav Sheshes come above us, or Rav Sheshes came, and he bailed him out, and he said, So he said to Gada, leave the area of the prison that you're in, and Nafak Vasa Rav Dada came out, and he came back to Rav Sheshes. Okay, interesting story. So Rav Sheshes asked him, Tane Mar, Midi b'Tirus HaPesach, did you learn anything from Tirus HaPesach today? So he says, I'm relaying, yes, I did. Tanina, we learned it, right? So keep our Mer Mechai B'Zuzas. Here is Tirus HaPesach with a different halacha, as we mentioned. The Tirus HaPesach comes up in many different halachas. Here's another one of them. A Tirus HaPesach is important because Tirus HaPesach is something that you need in a minimum shir to have Amuzos Beisechel Visharecha. Tells you that you need a dafka on a Tirus HaPesach of the bias and of the shar to have a mezuzah. So what is considered Tirus HaPesach? So when it comes to mezuzah, the Gemara quotes, now keep it a man, if you have an archway is that the Shaila is, that normally when it comes to mezuzah, it has to be at least 10 tefachim, 4 tefachim wide. The question is, what if it is getting less than the 4 tefachim wide towards the arch? If it's an arch, it's less than the shear, what's going to be the halacha? So then the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, keep it a man, says it's going to be chayav, and chachamim potru, chachamim says that it's exempt from mezuzah. The Gemara is going to explain what their argument. V'shavin she'im yesh bragleh asara. And they both agree, both the Rebbeinu and the Chacham agree, that if the bottom of the archway has a height of 10 tfachim, and she chayeves, and also going to have 4 tfachim, why then it's going to be chayev mezuzah? Because we're going to assume that it's going to be valid because you had the valid shear. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Akamodim Gavah Asara Rein Raglev Shlosha, that everyone's going to agree, if the archway is 10 tfachim high, but the bottom part doesn't have 3 tfachim before the opening where it starts to narrow, then everyone's going to agree that it's not going to be valid. Inam Yish Raglev Shlosha Vein Gavah Asara, same thing, is that if you have the bottom share of 3 tfachim, but you don't have the 10 tfachim high, the loklum, that there's not going to be a valid area which you need a mezuzah for. It's not going to be a valid considered a valid Pesach, a valid opening, valid archway. The Gemara says, Ki pligi, when are exactly our Amir and the Chum argument? Where the bottom has 3 tefachim and the archway is 10 tefachim high, and the not 4 tefachim long, the minimum height of the tefachim. There's a wall surrounding the archway to carve it and to complete and to enter the four tefachim. That's what the argument. Rav Meir Silver says that really we're going to carve out to complete the necessary dimensions because you had the shear in the bottom, then it can see as if it goes up. We want to say that we don't assume that you could take the potential into account. We consider the archway as it is presently, and therefore it doesn't have the valid shear. It's not going to be valid. That's Machlokas Rav Meir and Chachamim. Versus Amalei. So Rav Sheshi said back to him, so if you do see the Reish Galusa, lo tema lo Reish Galusa, we didn't have assisted the Kippah. Don't tell me anything about the Salach about the Kippah, because the problem is over here, because I don't want to, this is going to disagree with what I said. So therefore, I don't want to get into it, because it's seemingly you're going to find more kulas with what we discussed, so therefore, I don't want to get into it. The Gemara says quickly, and we'll do the Mishnah, we'll pick up a Mishnah tomorrow after the Mishnah. How are you going to make a Mavai kosher to be bringing into the Mavai? B'Shamay says you need a Lechay and a Korah, and B'Shamay says you need a Lechay and a Korah, you only need one, you don't need both. Rabbi Lazar says you need two Lechays on each side of the entrance. Didn't argue with regards to a Mavai less than 4 Amos, that Shehu Nitar B'Lechay B'Korah, all you need is Lechay or Korah, and Nethigal, where they're going to Racham Ere Amos for Eser, from a Mavai between 4 and 10 Amos wide. B'Shamay says Lechay B'Korah, B'Shamay says both Lechay and a Korah. B'Shamay says all Lechay or Korah, and he says either a Lechay or Korah suffice. I'm Rabbi Akiva, I'll say Nethigal, they argue in both cases, both Lechay and a Korah, with regards to if it's less than 4 Amos as well, that is what they argue about. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll pick up with Kaman tomorrow.